This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I'll do my best job in the next hour to take calls and cover all the news. We haven't hit yet. Ahead of Paul Joseph Watson hosting a second day in a row. The fourth hour ahead of the war room with Owen Schroyer. Then tonight, the town hall event. We're going to be covering the president and a lot more with Owen Schroyer, Danielle Lorraine, Harrison Smith, and others. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very honored to be here. We've got major election news and potential fraud, just to illustrate, if it isn't fraud, what people can easily do fraud-wise, coming up at the start of the next segment. But I wanted to hit this report, because there's so many of these clips I haven't got to. Giuliani has given Hunter Biden's hard drive to Delaware State Police, and he gets into some of the things that are on it. Hunter Biden photographed naked with a 14-year-old girl. Here it is.
Well, this is really a very, very sensitive one. There's a text message to his father in which he says the following, and he's discussing his sister-in-law, who for quite some time was his lover. And he says, she told my therapist that I was sexually inappropriate. This would be with a unnamed 14-year-old girl. When she says that I FaceTime naked with the unnamed 14-year-old girl, and the reason I can't have her out to see me is because I'll walk around naked smoking crack, talking Tom girls on FaceTime. When she was pressed, she said that the unnamed 14-year-old girl never said anything like that, but the bottom line is that I created and caused a very unsafe environment for the kids. This is supported by numerous pictures of underage girls.
So, Mr. Mayor, that's dynamite stuff, and I've seen it.
I turned it over to the...
You turned it over to the Delaware State Police, correct?
Yes, yesterday. Bernie Kerik and I turned it over to the Delaware State Police because we're very uncomfortable with this. We're very uncomfortable with the fact that these underage girls were not protected.
So here's the deal. Hunter Biden, let's face it, he's never going to be elected to anything, and he'll probably wind up in jail someday for something. Who knows? But I'm more concerned about the vice president because he's the one who's running. Right, I see that. But you know what I don't see, Mr.?
It's the sense of the vice president.
Here's the deal. And look, I want to be clear here.
I'm like him.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not
the
there.
To him. What did he do about it?
Exactly.
What did he do about it?
Well,
for 3 years.
Mr. Mayor, the only thing is, in the text messaging you just showed me and we went through, we've got Junior, who is Joe Biden, talking to Hunter Biden. We have no acknowledgement in what we just saw from the vice president. We don't know what he knows or whatever, and this is all family drama. And by the way, they could be in trouble. And I'm glad you got it out there, but I want to know, is there anything concrete tying Joe Biden to Burisma money from China? It does not look good at all to me, those emails and what they were up to. Anything in that regard? And if you haven't found it yet, you're kind of saying it might still be there, because how much of this hard drive have you been through?
I found it already. You found it. There's a memo in here that says that 10% of the money that was being whacked up, that was $10 million a year, and then 50% of the profits with three Chinese communists, one of whom was a Chinese intelligence operative, that 10% of that was going to H for the big guy. So we've identified the big guy several ways. One,
we are all tired. But mostly I'm tired of the needless sickness and the needless death and the needless terror, because this mentally incompetent, inhuman, dumb bastard has lied about this disease in 1,000 different ways, a different way for each different political need he has sensed. And I'm tired of the thought that we're now going to repeat the months of March and April in this country, a country that should have learned something, but which in large part has been authorized to wallow and die in its own stupidity because of one man, one dumb bastard, one selfish son of a bitch, one real-life Major French attacking the only hope we have, the science.
Boy, they're scared, aren't they? Isn't that little Nancy boy scared? With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We could only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low in a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off, with free shipping, is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is. Your body's defenses, your health, your stamina, that's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential. And amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday, comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. One last breath, the four wind blows. Better raise your ears.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Forgot to comb my hair in the break, sorry. Finally. Horsemen are drawing nearer. Let us ease their right. They must have wrote this song many years ago. So choose your fate and die. Oh yeah! You've been dying since the day you were born. You know it's all been planned. A sinner once, a sinner twice, you need no confessions now. Just now. Listen to a few minutes of this. Take me off screen. Fight of your life. All the games are over. They come to take your life. I have a stack of articles here that just came out today. Mainstream with vaccine trials killing people. So choose your fate and die. Yeah! All right, let's get real here. Let's start getting into it. The globalist plan is to suppress human development and stop us going to the next level. And if you go back to the history books, whether it was the ancient Druids or the ancient Mesoamericans or the ancient Egyptians, they would routinely order the firstborn sons and sometimes the firstborn daughters to be killed by the sword, to be have their hearts cut out, to be bound and thrown into deep wells. I've been to Mexico to one particular temple where they went down and excavated in this cenote, and there's just hundreds of thousands of skeletons. It just makes up the gravel. And it's mainly little girls. Little girls got thrown into that, and little boys got their hearts cut out. Where does this come from? And if you understand this, you understand all of it. And why every culture does this. And why it keeps coming back. There's something going on. Something wants to do this to our best and brightest. And nothing against somebody that was born second, third, or fourth. It's just statistically higher IQs, more success rates. Because it's now known in epigenetics that the firstborn gets more of the genetic transference into them. they also get more of the mother's physical toxins that she's built up, is also pushed into the child. But then there's also nurture, not just nature. Once they're around adults, they're the first child. They watch the adults at first they don't have children to interact with and see themselves more like adults and then interact with children, see themselves more as parents. So there's also that effect that takes place. Oh, they just pulled it up. Yeah, the cenote is full of all the little girls they sacrificed, throwing them into the water. And it's the same crap. Every group does it. So where does this come from? Well, every culture said creatures from the stars, gods from the stars, told them to do this. Can't make that up either. What does it mean? You figure it out yourself, folks. But the so-called elites on this planet are not elites. They've decided to serve an evil force in the universe. We serve a good force. And we have to choose that good force. Now let's shift gears into the temporal and what's currently happening. I'll give the number out and take calls throughout this hour. 80 million ballots, supposedly because of COVID-19, spent to shut down rallies of Trump, paralyze Republicans. When Democrats and Black Lives Matter march, it's good for COVID. That's a headline. Studies show Black Lives Matter rallies help COVID. What the hell does that mean? Oh, Trump's causing the upsurge in COVID, not deaths. The number of people that supposedly have it. And then most of the tests, there's like 5 tests out now, and almost all of them are false positives when you get it. And then, oh, we got one person in the warehouse, one person at the dental office, one person at the grocery store, one person at the school, one person at the auto repair shop, one person at the farm, one person at the golf course, one person at the church. Has COVID. Joe Rogan's podcast totally shut down. And I know the guest he had, not just the ones you've heard, Kanye West, you name it. I talked to Joe last night. I'm not going to say the names. Shut down. Because the producer, the company, Spotify, makes them take COVID tests every time they go to work. Well, you saw the meatpacking plants. They make 3,000 employees get a meatpacking test, and 500 have COVID. None of them are sick because it's a false positive. It's a virus so deadly that you're not even sick when you've got it. Because if you've ever had a bacterial infection or a viral infection or a cold in the last couple of years or even longer, the average is 10 years, then it's false positive. And you sit there and you tell people that, they just don't listen to you. Nobody's had COVID in my company because nobody's been tested. Nobody's been sick. Didn't happen. But we're not run by these lawyers. So here's the big story. Yahoo Finance catches man using pen on mailed-in ballot, election meddling. Well, the headline should be, it's not a bad headline we put up, but it's Yahoo Finance catches election official altering ballot with pen. Let's change that headline. Yahoo Finance catches election official altering ballot with pen. Video just went up in the last hour at band.video. And this is on a live feed of Yahoo. They wouldn't let us in there to show this stuff. This is in Germantown, Maryland. So for radio listeners, I'll narrate it. For TV viewers, here it is. Then we'll slow down the worst part where the guy, because I'm sitting there dealing with ballots. I've done election volunteering at least 4 times. You're there helping get them, put them in the scanner. You're just making sure they're stacked up in the right order. You're not. But nobody like looks over their shoulder, has a pen, and then starts scribbling something. Like, I mean, it's on video. So here it is. Man looks around. It's the ballot. Grabs a pen and then starts on the Scantron on the ballot filling something out. Is this fraud? I mean, what is this? And again, we have the full video from Yahoo where he's doing other ballots. He's looking at them, folding them, checking them, laying them back down. This one, he lays out, he looks around, Because there's like an hour of this video of him doing ballots, and then some he ignores, others he doesn't, others he just looks behind him, and then the camera operator, I guess, figures out they've caught something they're not supposed to. They start panning away once he starts putting a pen. He picks a pen up and starts writing on the ballot. And we looked up the Maryland regulations. They don't do that. The ballot's thrown out, they stamp it and throw it in a trash can. Now, maybe he just doesn't know what he's doing, but imagine 80 million of these are floating around, and you've got all these good little liberal minions, all these good Democrats volunteering, and they're all in there doing God knows what right now. Yahoo Finance catches man using pen on mail-in ballot. Is this election meddling? That's a strong headline, but the real headline is Yahoo Finance catches election official altering ballot with pen. You're not supposed to do that. Now, I'm sure he's a good person. It's all just an accident. But we need to know this is going on. That's why they're all mailed in. It's why most people have already voted. It's they've got months to jack with your ballots, and they're catching them being thrown away and destroyed. And it's always Trump ballots being thrown away. Of course it is. Because they know there's a giant landslide against them.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
The number out and take calls for SCR ahead of Paul Joseph Watson taking over. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. First-time callers, long-time callers. You want to talk about the craziness going down, the fact that you just joined us, that it's emails with Hunter Biden talking to his dad about, all right, they caught me with a 14-year-old in the house. And they caught me Skyping with one, and I'm naked with them. I might get in trouble, Daddy. He said, well, we're just like Bill Clinton. There's not going to be a problem. The FBI had this 10, 11 months ago. Now they've got it again from the Delaware State Police, and they're not denying it. They're just hoping they can censor it and cover it up. 877-789-2539. But let's look at Keith Olbermann, baseball commentator, brought over to MSNBC. Russian scum. Kill the American people. Anyone who voted for Trump is a Russian scum. Well, he's back. And he's saying every COVID death is Trump's fault, even though it's a car wreck, it's a gunshot wound, it's the flu, it's something else. They're massively exaggerating. And he doesn't tell you to take vitamin C or vitamin D3 or zinc. He doesn't tell you. No. He just says every death is Trump's fault. How transparent. It's not the Chinese virus. It's the American virus. Here is Keith Olbermann.
We are all tired. But mostly I'm tired of the needless.
Hit pause again. Start it over at the beginning. We're all tired. He does like a weird imitation of like Franklin Roosevelt or like some TV character. He's like, we're all tired. We've tried to screw America. We tried to bankrupt it and sell it out. We tried to have drag queen pedophile town with your kids. We tried to bankrupt it, but God, it just keeps coming back. We're all, you know, China's running giant slave camps with millions in death camps, but it's okay. Trump needs to die. He is responsible for everything as we keep your society locked down. He's the reason the economy's in trouble. He's the reason when they all said we're going to kill the economy to hurt America. I mean, it's just like, thank God every morning you wake up. Every day you wake up, you're not Keith Olbermann. The literal example of a sack of filth. Here he is.
We are all tired. But mostly I'm tired of the needless sickness and the needless death.
Pause again. I'm going to start it over. I love how he's got an American flag. But back it up. He's got, if you're a TV viewer, you can see it. But radio listeners, he has an American flag, and he's in New York. And, oh, he's an American. He's a globalist. He represents the Democrats that have sucked off America. He's a parasite. He's a piece of filth. He hates flyover country. He hates you. But he's got that American flag. But see, that's how desperate he is. Look, never had those before. Oh, I've got the American flag right here behind me. I'm for you. Let's continue.
We are all tired. But mostly I'm tired of the needless sickness and the needless death. And the needless terror because this mentally incompetent, inhuman...
Hey, pause again. Start it over. This mentally incompetent person that beat all your horses and all your men, the Chi-Coms in Hollywood, we beat you, Olbermann, you sack of filth. And no matter what you do, you fake plastic garbage, probably a pedophile. Not saying you're one, but you look like one, like Ryan Stelter. You're all in the same crew. You and Hunter Biden, you're all the Clintons. You're going down. You're a loser. You're a sack of filth on the bench the last 4 years, brought back as desperate cannon fodder, as sandbags, while you're going down. See, filth head? I don't need a teleprompter written by somebody else. I've got a soul, filth bag. Like, I want to challenge him. $1 million for charity. Bare knuckles get in a ring with me. There's states where it's legal. I'd love to just break his ribs, man. But I'm going to break his ribs politically, even though he wants to kill our president. Here is this violent turd. Now I'm not going to stop him this time.
We are all tired. But mostly I'm tired of the needless sickness and the needless death and the needless terror, because this mentally incompetent, inhuman, dumb bastard has lied about this disease in a thousand different ways, a different way for each different political need he has sensed. And I'm tired of the thought.
Pause again. I'm sorry. Start it over. I'm not going to do it again, but literally everything they did was fake numbers, fake tests, fake every political need they need. This is pure projection. Everything he says about Trump is about himself. So he, Oberman, instead of wanting to kill the president, he should just get a nice rope, get in there, he can write a note, say the KKK did it like Jesse Smollett, and just put it around his neck and just jump off. Just jump off, Keith. Just go, oh! And then, you know, instead of wanting to kill America and projecting your hatred that you have of yourself on us, it's you you hate. It's you you hate. It's you. It's you, Keith. You hate yourself, Keith. Stop trying to kill us, and please don't kill yourself, but if you've got to kill somebody, then you're the man. I'm going to stop now. Here he is.
We are all tired, but mostly I'm tired of the needless sickness and the needless death and the needless terror, because this mentally incompetent, inhuman, dumb bastard has lied about this disease in a thousand different ways, a different way for each different political need he has sensed. And I'm tired of the thought that we are now going to repeat the months of March and April in this country. A country that should have learned something, but which in large part has been authorized to wallow and die in its own stupidity because of one man, one dumb bastard, one selfish son of a bitch, one real-life major friend attacking the only hope we have, the science. And insisting
science
is wrong, and Fauci is an idiot, and only I can save you, and insisting you can do whatever you want, and the disease affects almost nobody. Donald Trump should be on trial for 220,000 murders, death penalty for each count.
Wow, mic drop. So, 94% of those died of something else. Trump's the one that shut down flights from China. It is man-made, it's why it's scary. It only kills you if you're vitamin and mineral deficient, and you don't have sunlight. They know all this. That's why the Democrats sent people nursing homes to kill them. He doesn't talk about that. Keith Olbermann is a whore. He's a nobody. He's a teleprompter reader, and nobody buys his BS. But that's why he sat there with his best straight face for money and just said what he said. But the good news is humanity is awake to his scams. They're awake to the things he's doing. President Trump tried to come out and say vitamin D and vitamin C and zinc. Oh, shut up. And, oh, we represent the science. Fauci, which means Bill Gates, the political operative, but the thousands of doctors and scientists and epidemiologists and virologists that went out all over the news, and some of them got 10 million views, 5 million views, 20 million views. They all got banned because they said the UN says we got to lock things down. And the UN says you can't ever leave your house when there's inoculation that's going to kill hundreds of times what COVID did. Now the UN knows they're under pressure. They're like, actually, open things up. We need to stop this because they understand we're exposing them. But Keith Olbermann, you've signed on to millions of real dead people that have already starved to death, you soulless little coward. And their deaths are on your hands. So we come back. We're going to Julio. We're going to Daniel. We're going to Trucker. We're going to Tom, Jerome, Jeff, Teo, Thomas, Julia, Truth Dealer, and others. But get ready, because in the time we've got, I'm going to go bam, bam, bam to your calls. Woo! What a time to be alive. And please do not forget, we're only on air because of you. So spread the word. Pray for us. We're praying for you. And buy the products. Big sales at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Refusion's already selling out. So is Ultra 12. Get those. They boost your body's defense.
Black Friday in October.
Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. And it was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship an additional 10% off. That makes many of these items loss leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today with just 2 weeks of the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12. Take it under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be quick here so we get to everybody. Julia in Oregon, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how are you doing? I have two quick points that I'd like to make. First of all, Bill Barr announcing that he was waiting until after the election so it didn't appear political actually made it political, and he tipped his hand showing that he's hoping that a Biden win would mean he doesn't have to prosecute his fellow swamp creatures.
I mean, I agree with that statement. It means they've got blackmail material on him.
Yeah, there's no question. And all of the Biden endorsements lately, I mean, you saw a big flood of these people that were endorsing Biden basically announces to the world, I'm a pedophile and they have dirt on me. And so I'm going to endorse Joe Biden so that I don't get prosecuted. I mean, have these people never played poker?
Well, that's what Democrats do. They're on the news saying we're going to arrest everyone that doesn't support Biden. I mean, it's like a total declaration of Hitlerian, Stalinistic Mao war. I mean, it's like textbook tyranny. It's crazy.
It's really sad though. When you look at Joe Biden, he's nothing but a pawn. I believe that he was selected because they know he's a disaster, expecting that when he, and they're so arrogant that they think that he would actually win, so that when he's elected, he's immediately then impeached and removed. Harris is installed, who they wanted all along.
Oh, exactly. They're creating a constitutional crisis to kill the dollar. The real goal is to kill the dollar, make us lose our superpower status so China becomes it. That's 100% what's happening.
One of the things that I find most interesting, historically speaking, I see Donald Trump as a Nebuchadnezzar type of individual. And when Nebuchadnezzar first took power of the ancient Babylonian Empire, there was a huge coup that tried to remove him. And it was nearly successful. It was so bad, history teaches, that he had to defend his own life in his own palace with his own sword. But it was not successful. And the whole point of Nebuchadnezzar's reign in Babylon was to, I kid you not, make Babylon great again.
I remember that. And he had certain advisors that kept me from happening. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I've noticed metaphysically, mathematically, the way the universe works is, that's really what metaphysics is the unseen system of mathematics, that good and evil are equal to a certain point with free will, but God's always greater. And that everything we do, it's like you said, Nebuchadnezzar, that last moment with all the battles outside the palace, it came down to him winning. It's like the vice president breaking a tie in the Senate. It's always right down the line. It's like Rush Limbaugh's dying right now, right as we come down to the line. You know, all this is happening. I mean, this is like everybody's spending themselves right up to this point. This is so epic right now. All right, let's take another call. Interesting. Let's talk to Daniel in Oklahoma. Daniel, welcome. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I've been listening to you for over 20 years. You are the one that really woke me up right after 9/11 happened.
Well, I'm blessed and honored that you're a listener, sir, and we love you.
Now, I want to tell you, Alex, I listened to you for quite a few years after 9/11, and then all of the stuff that you were saying just got so far off the deep end that I stopped listening to you for 8 years.
I understand.
And then all of this COVID stuff started happening, and every single thing you have ever said has come true exactly as you have said it.
I love to give myself credit, brother, but you understand, you can read the Rockefeller Foundation and UN documents, and they said, we'll use pandemics for worldwide martial law, lockdowns, control, tracking you. I mean, I was just telling you what they were saying.
And as a human being, you really want to resist believing that.
Sir, I agree with you. I talk to my wife every night, and I say, she goes, why are you so upset? You knew this was happening. And I'm like totally freaked out. It's all real. Aren't you? Like, why are we letting this happen? It pisses me off. Does it not make you angry?
It makes me very angry that all this is happening. And what I really want to tell people, I imagine you're getting a whole flood of new listeners these days, because what you say about getting tomorrow's news today is so true. You're the only place where it's so hard even to get news. Not only can I get news, I can get tomorrow's news today. And, you know, what are you saying right now, Alex? They are coming to kill us. And I want to tell people that are, just starting to listen, that what you're saying, this is not metaphorical speak. They are literally coming to kill us. And people better get involved.
Well, that's
right
it. They want to set the precedent to just say, oh, some are going to die. Like he said, 700,000 are going to get sick and die. Bill Gates said, look, just today, AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine trial volunteer has died. They've tried to cover up all the other deaths. Brazil health authorities say, Yahoo News, Reuters. Five people died for getting flu shots in South Korea. AP admits, most of the new polio is from Bill Gates' vaccine. Volunteered in Oxford COVID-19 trial dies.
Meanwhile, Pope endorses civil union laws, same-sex couples. So, I mean, it's all happening now. Go ahead.
If people want to save their lives, they need to get involved, and they need to get active, and they need to support you. You are a frontline warrior in a battle right now. You are a literal soldier. You do not have Congress funding you to fight this battle. And so people need to really get in on your store. They need to order supplements. They're supporting you. They're supporting their nation. They're supporting their own health. And they really need to you need support, Alex. Everybody,
God bless you, brother. I mean, look, we're all in this together. Let me ask you this question. What do you think's coming next? I mean, I don't see how they beat Trump. He's got a massive landslide, but they're intending to say he loses. I feel like, you ever been in a car wreck and a guy runs a red light and you see the car and you can't believe they ran the red light? This happened to me a month ago. And then they still hit you. So, I mean, it's like that slow motion of like, this is happening. I mean, how bad is it going to be? Because you know you're about to get hit. You're about to get T-boned, but you don't know how bad it's going to be. Do you have that same feeling?
And we don't know what direction it's coming. Is it coming from the driver's side, the rear, the passenger side? We don't know. So let me ask you this, Alex. What's your thoughts on Rudy Giuliani being the one to release all this stuff? Because after 9/11, you know, Rudy Giuliani.
Well, there's no doubt Giuliani went along with the cover-up of 9/11. I don't think he was involved in it. And he was a famous
anti-Semitic.
No, I agree. I mean, I've had Steve Pachinik on everybody that 9/11, radical Islam's real. They were involved, but criminal groups were involved using it as a cover for something larger to get rid of the CIA headquarters and all the Clinton files in Building 7. And Giuliani, as mayor, is not a stupid guy. He's very smart. He definitely went along with it. So, yeah, that's something I thought about. What do you think?
Well, I think that there's no way he could be having sex with little kids if he's releasing this stuff, you know, because it's going to come back to bite him if he's in on it himself. So that's why I'm kind of confused about
it. I don't think Trump and Giuliani are in the screw kids camp.
I know Trump's not.
Absolutely not. Daniel, thank you so much. Let's jam in one more before break. Julio in Minnesota. Thanks for holding, Julio. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to inform all the info warriors that there's a website called www.donaldtrump.watch, and it's basically a hit list, sir. It's a hit list of donors. I know the information is public, but they formatted it in such a format that you can look it up on a map, and you can see somebody's address and their name and how much they've donated. And with everything going on with Antifa, this is a straight-up hit list.
No, I heard about this a few months ago, that Democrats created a website to harass Trump donors and said go to their houses.
Yes, sir. It's www.donaldtrump.watch. I checked it. My family's on it.
Oh, yeah. One guy in San Antonio, I remember he's a rich Hispanic guy. I remember I was in the news. He gave money to Republicans and Democrats, and they came to his house. Remember that?
Yep. Yes, sir. And now with everybody saying, like, let's go to their houses. Let's go to their houses. This is going to be a powder keg, sir, especially with election 2 weeks away.
I agree. Julio, don't hang up. Let's start over on this subject because they're burning down houses. They're shooting people every day. They're beating people up. You know, I mean, I've got out easy just having coffee and tea thrown on me. I'll be at dinner. They walk over and say, I'm going to kill you and your family. And they pull a camera out to, like, make you look bad. I mean, yeah, they've never been held accountable. And I'm all about retribution. Just because these people need to be dealt with. But we need to be like Gandhi or Martin Luther King, whose example was Jesus Christ. That there's times to hold them and times to fold them, times to walk away, times to run. Right now, I'm going to take those punches like the blacklister that got his teeth knocked out in San Francisco for a greater cause. And it's not because I'm a whip, because I'm not going to give the enemy what they want at this point. There is a time of vengeance coming.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Some big breaking news. ADL leftist Rothschild shutdown InfoWars operative Barat, Sacha Baron Cohen has tried to set up Giuliani as a pedophile right on time with this information. But he has screwed the pooch. He's in deep trouble. Because this is going to blow up in his sickening face. So big. So we'll be covering this start of the next hour that Paul Watson takes over. Right now, Julio in Minnesota. You're on the air worldwide finishing up your point about doxing Trump voters with this website. Yeah, it shows what they're planning. What do you want to add to this?
Absolutely, sir. I just want to tell all the info warriors that prepare yourself. Prepare yourself to protect yourself, your family, and your property, because these people are terrorists. These people are domestic terrorists. And they've said it. It's been out in their documents, in their YouTube videos. They are going to hunt down people, whether Trump wins or loses. And this is a hit list that they're putting out. And I just implore everyone to check out www.donaldtrump.watch. And please search the map and make sure that if you are on that list, please take care of yourself. And I wish the best for everyone.
Great point, sir. Thank you so much for the call. Wow. All right, let's talk to Teo in New Jersey. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Everything you were saying about the nursing homes is true. My father works in a nursing home in New Jersey, and he told me about the incentives that everybody got. Everybody got hush money. They got the increased wages. They're definitely culling people in the nursing homes.
Well, spend some time on that. I mean, tell us, because we know only place they can kill you is if you don't get sunlight, don't get vitamin D and things, and then they sent people with COVID there to get those death numbers. What murderers? But what was your dad saying?
He's been working in the physical therapy realm at nursing homes for years, this one particularly for years, and he was just saying the mismanagement was, it was just gross negligence. There's no way that it's purposeful. Everybody got incentivized to kind of go along with it because their wages went up during that initial wave of the baloney 19 virus. So I just wanted to say that, you know, I don't agree with everything you say. I definitely love you. I don't have to agree with everything you say to love you, but that's something that's very true. I mean, the numbers are totally
Sir, I disagree with myself sometimes, so I hear you. What else did you want to add, sir?
I just want to say, obviously, we see with our brains, you know, and that, we get natural DMT from the breath of God, and that the lungs create the precursors for DMT, and when DMT, you know, with dreams or whatever you want to call it, that's just a full-spectrum view, the light spectrum. And they got us so worked up on race.
No, I totally agree. Getting with God, having good sleep, doing good things releases DMT that literally is the chemical that opens up the dimension and gets us closer to God. The problem is you take it in a mass dose, it kind of shifts you into the bad area.
Yeah, because, I mean, sleep is just pretty much unconscious breath work. And, I you know, they got us so worked up on this racial issue. And really, this just humanity is an expression of the light spectrum. You know, like, all the shades. Nobody's really white, really. Like, you're pink or brown or whatever. You're a different shade. Or you could say everybody is black.
No, you're right. I mean, white is a total reflection of everything off. Black is an absorption of everything. So black is all the colors and white is no colors.
I mean, I guess you could say that, but the sun makes us darker. So I would look at light.
No, I hear you. Obviously, all white people are some form of other color. And I get it. There's no white people. There's no black people. We're all shit. But I'm saying what you're saying is true is that white is the reflection of all light. Black is the absorption of all light. So black is all the colors. White is none of the colors.
Yeah, and everybody has a ratio to it. So maybe there is one person that is almost absolutely white and somebody that's almost absolutely black. But everybody in between is all the shades. And if we are fighting over shades of light or however you want to look, shades of darkness, whatever, we're just getting lost in that whole melee. And it's just ridiculous when really the breath of God is what keeps everybody alive and what keeps everything going, whether you're black, white, or whatever you are. The breath of God is what produces the DMT, which produces the dreams. And you can look at
life. Well, I want to hear more about this because I've been trying to breathe more. Realizing I don't, I do all that you said. It's made me feel a lot. I can literally breathe for like 10 minutes and totally get relaxed and not be depressed. So tell me about the breathing.
Really, like babies, the way babies breathe is full diaphragmatic expansion. And then it's just when you get, it creates that, it helps you go into the parasympathetic nervous system. And that's where we're dreaming. That's where we're doing our healing. And we're so worked up from adrenal fatigue and things like that, that we're never really getting into the parasympathetic nervous system consciously. That's why I say sleep is unconscious.
I'll tell you what, let's get Teo on for 30 minutes as a guest. Daria, set him up and send me some notes what you want to talk about. Come on as a guest, Teo. We love you. I want to hear what you have to say. Set him up the next week, please. He can do it. Thank you, sir. Thomas in Spain. I saw you in Spain. I gone to you earlier. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hello, Alex. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I want to thank you for your service. You're doing really service to the world, you and your crew. So we love you, and I just want to appreciate that.
Back at you.
Two things I would like to mention. I mean, all about this COVID BS. When Europe here, they're really pushing the pedal to the metal again here and closing countries down. Ireland now in level 5 lockdown. In Spain here, they are.
Because there's a rebellion against the EU. Macron has curfews. Exactly. It's terrible.
Correct. And also there is an alliance of doctors like your American frontline doctors. And basically they have now an alliance worldwide and they're calling themselves Doctors for Education. And they have a webpage, acu2020.org, and they need worldwide support. But more importantly, there's a German lawyer, and that's what I want to really give a voice to. And I see him on YouTube, and I think he's such a big dude. YouTube is not able to shut him down. His name is Doctor of Laws, Rainer Fuellmich, F-U-E-L-L-M-I-C-H, and he is just about to file a big major lawsuit against the WHO, the RKI, which is the Robert Koch Institute, the German equivalent to your CDC, and Dr. Drosten, who is the right-hand medical advisor of Merkel. And this lawyer, Dr. Fuellmich, he is he's licensed in California as well. He won class action lawsuits against Deutsche Bank and Volkswagen with that diesel scandal. And now he's really looking for worldwide support, and he has already.
I hope we can get him on. I'm actually aware of who he is, and I'm aware of a bunch of the legal groups and doctor groups are filing suits because what they're saying on the news is just a fraud. And what do you think of the UN even coming out and admitting that lockdowns have killed a bunch of people and should stop? I mean, it shows they're having to backpedal. But then the UN says, oh, nation states are the one locking things down. Well, the nation states did that under UN orders.
Yes, correct. Well, yeah, he wants to go full on now with this class action lawsuit. And it's already underway. He's talking about, trillion dollars, not a billion, trillion. And there's another thing. Every business in the world should go to a local lawyer and, get connected to this.
I totally agree. We've got to legally push back because this is lawyers and big tech creating a new tyranny that ends all due process and is absolutely dangerous, Thomas. Anything else?
Yes. No, thank you very much, Alex. Bless you, and I wish you all the best for your elections. I hope I can see you and Roger Stone with a glass of champagne soon again.
We love you, brother. Thank you so much. All right, let's talk to Truth Dealer in Ohio. You're on the air.
Alex, God bless you, brother.
You too, brother.
Let me tell you something. We cannot defeat an enemy we can't properly identify. These people call themselves socialists, but you peel back a layer, they're communists. Peel back another layer, they're globalists. If you bottom line it, they're Satanists. This is our most desperate hour. We are living the prologue of your documentary Endgame. Rush Limbaugh, I think, said it best. What's on the ballot this time, folks, is America. Yes or no? Every red-blooded American who loves this nation needs to vote for their lives. Every swinging dick, every Tom, Dick, Harry, and Frank. Remember him, Alex? Hey, Frank! Stop infighting, folks. Support InfoWars. Support Patriots. They can't purge us all. Band.video, youtube.com/truthdealer. That's me. Let's go, baby. Will you do a rally cry with me, Alex? Yeah!
Yeah! And I'm here to tell you that you're absolutely right. The point we're at is so awesome that I never get butterflies. I never have anxiety attacks. I never choke up. I'm choking up all the time right now because it's so awesome. It confirms God's real. The devil's real. All this is real. And I'm just like, I cannot believe that more people don't get it and aren't rejecting this evil, brother.
Look at these people. They are a bunch of limp dick cowards. Sorry, but I'm just going to call it like I see it. I'm going to quote Platoon. We got to keep our eyes peeled and our peckers hard. Let's go, baby. We're not going to cower down to these soy boys. Come on.
You're right, brother. And Endgame is still, it's been banned on Amazon and places, but it's still free. It changed the channel. It's been there for 13 years. It's had like 5 million views. It had 80 million views on Google Video before they took it down. But it's still there. Folks, download it. Share it. Endgame blueprint for global enslavement. Hour number 4. More calls. Big breaking news. Paul Joseph Watson.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.